you, Maria. Let's see again from a coffee perspective. And while you know the question of traceability, let's turn it into an opportunity, because it's definitely a challenge. It is enforced by regulations, but this is also an opportunity. Why? And I think that is also the way we have to look at it to enrich the discussion today. But traceability is a way to have a better transparency in the supply chain. We know the supply chains are not transparent. We don't know, and especially in coffee, we don't know. Even though, see, there is a claim that a lot of coffee is sustainably sourced, but then what that means is unclear. There is no common understanding of how the pricing and the flow of goods goes. Now, for coffee, it's very complex, like the other commodities. Apparently, in a container, in some countries, could be like thousands of farmers being there. So very difficult to understand where they come from. However, there is a lot of work can be done before you put in the containers. And by establishing systems, I mean, in the coffee sector, you have very small, up to like 5 hectares, let's say from 5 to 15 and then above. Above, they're very few, and mostly are very small. So there is a lot of work that need to be done in order to overcome these issues about land, about identify them. But working and building a system at the local level would enable the farmers to be recognized, because they are not. They are now totally unknown to everybody. So transparency enable the consumers, at the end of the day, to understand where this coffee come from. So we can say, you know, traceability is impossible. Traceability is a cost, so we don't do it. But I think let's turn it into an opportunity. A second point is that the enforce or the requirement of due diligence regulations of the UDR, it's built around traceability. We understand how complex that is. However, again, if building, and there are good example to build traceability system with blockchains, enable also tackle another deficiency in the supply chain, is about the financial transactions. Again, building a traceability system may enable, through appropriate technology and digital solution, being interoperational, to also add a more transparency financial transaction system. So in a nutshell, the enforced regulations, the need for industry, the need for that may also be an opportunity for farmers. But in order to become an opportunity, that requires the collective actions of everybody. And I think that's why we are here, to show that this is possible. We have many scattered small examples. These examples have to be scaled up. And my last point, and I also made it in earlier, is that building global initiative, like the recent one of the G7, is trying to tackle that. So if we work on individual project, scatter project, scatter donors assistance and countries, that we will never able to reach that critical level in order to be really effective and address all these solutions. So working collectively, that's the way. There are resources required, and the resources have to come from all the parties, from the exporting country, from the importing country, from the donors, from the industry. So only, again, by putting together the resources, that could be effectively. So traceability can be also a tool for improving the efficiency of the supply chain, to be more transparent, and also for the farmers. Thank you.